Hi, put on a happy face. It's time for Love Workshop.
I just sort of sit around day after day in quiet desperation, knowing that I have nothing to be happy about.
Well, probably the best thing to do would be to kill yourself.
Love Workshop!
Or maybe you could get into some real sick behavior, like possibly rubbing this chocolate snack cake I have here into your hair.
Love Workshop, the weekly program designed to make your life a little less enjoyable with...
me, Vern.
And myself, Craig.
That's us,
Vern Craig and Craig. Vern. Vern, I have a letter here from a listener who says, I think you guys are immensely funny. How on earth do you do it?
Well, as we all know, the science of comedy is quite broad and yet very delicate in that certain relatively minor, almost intangible subtleties often make the difference between a successful joke and a blank stare.
Right you are, Craig. As an example, we're going to play an excerpt from a perfectly normal scene and then to demonstrate one of many techniques used by comedians like ourselves to get a laugh. We'll play the same scene over again, but with the addition of a simple, subtle twist that by itself will amazingly transform the entire flavor of the material from mere drama to first-rate humor, just like we use here on the Love Workshop. So, Vern, if you're ready to roll the tape, Here's the normal version of the scene.
Hey, Dad, can we go for a ride in the new car?
Well, I don't know, sweetheart. Have you kids finished your homework?
We don't have any homework, Dad. This is Saturday.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, honey. I'm at the doctor. I should be home in about 10 minutes.
Okay, dear. Bye-bye. We'll wait for your mother, kids. Then we'll all go for a ride.
Come on, Dad. We want to go for a ride now. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
Now that's enough, you kids. See what you've made me do?
Dad, were those the good dishes?
Yes, they were. Now turn off that radio and help me pick up this mess before your mother gets home.
Oh, here's Mom now.
Hello, everyone.
Can we go for a ride now?
We want to go for a ride now. I'm afraid I can't, children. The doctor says I have a pulmonary aneurysm, and my aorta will probably explode in the next day or two.
Oh, that's too bad, honey. Guess we'll have to call off the ride in the new car. Now, let's listen to the same identical scene again and see if you can't pick out the subtle alteration that Vern and I have added to make it funny. Ready, Craig?
Uh-huh. Arf, arf, arf.
Bow wow.
Arf.
I'm afraid I can't, children. The doctor says I have a pulmonary aneurysm, and my aorta will probably explode in the next day or two.
That's all there is to it, ladies and gentlemen. Try some experiments, like we just played for you at home. And pretty soon, you'll be getting laughs like a professional, too. And now, here's little Jimmy Harold for Harold's TV Appliance City. What do you think of the new Amana radar range, Jimmy?
Well, I've been using these ovens for years.
Say, Jimmy, why don't you show the audience how much room there is in your radar range?
Okay. See? I can climb right inside it.
And talk about efficiency. We'll set the Digimatic solid-state timer. And in 30 quick seconds, little Jimmy will be fully cooked and ready to eat. Doesn't that look delicious and attractive, too? On our free Stonehenge serving platter, we're giving away with every radar range purchase. Tell me, Mrs. Harold, what is that interesting touch you're adding to the roasted Jimmy?
Well, first, I've cut up several dozen baked new potatoes in the shape of little baseball mitts, and I'm placing them around Jimmy on the rim of the platter. The potatoes took only 10 seconds in the Amana radar range. Then I'm adding a bag full of jawbreakers for a multicolored baseball effect, and quick as a wink, he's ready to serve.
Tender as can be. Cooked evenly all the way through. Thanks to the remarkable new Amana radar range, little Jimmy Harold went from studio to table in less than a minute.
And that's smart eating in this busy world.
The Public Broadcasting Network is proud to present the 231st in a series of its 835 Daily Human Dignity programs, where we are treated to neat little nuggets of real life among the vast sea of common subterranean nobodies that society is currently obligated to single out and venerate on the basis of their membership in the human race. This evening's three-hour installment of Reaching Out to Touch and Share 76 features a thought-provoking look into a day in the life of female telephone lines person Shirley McDaniels, whose dignified contribution to the family of man makes us all so proud to be people.
You know, we all got to share and reach out every day, so we won't have no wars and life will be just great. From Chattanooga to LA, life will be really great. When we all go to work and stay there all day.
Here you see me carrying my share of the load as I pick up a rugged metal object. I have learned how to pick up things on my job. I must pick things up because it is my job and because I know how to pick up things. Here you see a close-up of my grease-stained hand touching the hand of one of my fellow workers. We are passing a rugged metal object from one person to another. This is a moving illustration of how we work together. Instead of him walking over to the truck to get the metal object, I get it because I am closer to the truck. This is an inspiring statement about the dignity of brotherhood. Sometimes, if he is closer to the truck, he will hand me the metal object. I am very proud.
Tonight, Reaching Out to Touch and Share 76 is also very proud to have Ms. McDaniels here with us in the Love Workshop studio. Shirley, let me begin by saying thanks for the great deal of dignity you've lent the human race by reaching out to tackle the challenge of your dignified manual labor phone company job.
Thank you, Vern.
Tell me, Shirley, has your being a hardcore bull dyke lesbian troll had anything to do with your job selection?
Well,
let me put it another way, bub. All the lousy public television in the world isn't going to sprout you a unit, if you know what I mean. And let's face it, a trained monkey is quite capable of doing your job, which obviously makes you stupid. Another dumb trooper from the different drummers syndrome, who along with all the rest of the misguided anonymous oddballs is supposedly going to get propped up and given a sense of personal worth by 200,000 hours of patronizing formula jive from all the concerned socially conscious hacks in public TV that couldn't cut the ice at the big networks.
Sure! We're all going to break our backs to reach out and touch every salt of the earth joker with a W-2 he can find. You bet, Shirley! That's swell for the insecure, hapless vegetables who need the justification for their existence. But that line of crud doesn't sell toasters, pal! And it doesn't put gas in the car! Next time Mobil Oil kicks in a couple of bucks for one of your lousy dignity fantasies, remember, it's only because there was something left over after Kojak was paid for. And we all know that Crocker and Saperstein falling asleep on the stakeout makes a hell of a lot more difference to the rest of us than whether or not you manage to unite the entire goddamn human race by touching hands with some greasy cable splicer.
She's making me mad, Vern.
Well, biologically, she's still a girl, Vern.
Oh, yeah?
But go ahead.
Thanks for the green light, Vern.
Ow!
You know we all got to share and reach out every day, so we won't have no wars and life will be just great. La 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 la.
The preceding program was made possible in part by a grant from Harold's TV Appliance City, home of the Amana Radar Range, where we cook little Jimmy Harold in 30 seconds and are now ready to reheat the leftovers for sandwiches. How's it going, Mrs. Harold?
Just great. My husband always told me that Jimmy was going to go a long way, and gee, he sure has, considering that huge dinner and these 15 or 20 sandwiches I've gotten so far. Oh boy, they're ready.
Smart eating in this busy world.
And now, Mr. and Mrs. Phoenix, Love Workshop is proud to present Bobby Basket with America's first gay CB radio record. Bobby Basket, ladies and gentlemen.
CQ, CQ, this is Precocious Phil calling Excitable Bobby. Come in, Excitable Bobby. I simply cannot find the carpet sample you wanted. You're going to have to settle for another color or just forget the whole thing.
It was one of those days, nothing was going right. I had to have the apartment ready for the Wizard of Oz party Saturday night. I'd scour the city for a big area shag for the hall. But everything that went with the doors did absolutely nothing for the walls. I got on the radio to Phil so he could continue the search, cannonballing from store to store while I threw together some last-minute conversation groupings and said to myself, nothing could be worse.
CQ, CQ, this is Precocious Phil calling Excitable Bobby. I radioed Malibu Lee and he says he knows where there is an absolutely perfect vermilion shag. But this gruesome, ugly Smokey is on my tail and if he pulls me over, I might not make it to the store in time. Over. This is Excitable Bobby, Precocious Phil. Please control yourself and I'll put out a call to Stallion Allen to divert the Smokey with some of that utterly psychotic driving of his. Until you get the carpet. Roger, Excitable Bobby.
Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Well, I got through to Stallion Allen, but he was completely off the track. Marvin and he had been fighting, and Allen would no doubt become suicidal unless Marvin came back. So I got on the air to Phil, who patched me through to Marv. But he knows that I've always hated him for the way he treats Allen, so he simply wouldn't respond.
CQ, CQ, this is Excitable Bobby calling Gemini Marv. Come in, Marvin. Marvin, you respond this instant. Oh, you're so coy, aren't you, Marvin? I could CQ and CQ until doomsday, and you wouldn't think of lowering yourself to respond, would you? Because you might suddenly reveal what kind of a plastic person you really are. You are really terrible, Marvin. There was time when I thought you weren't so terrible. You know that, don't you, Marvin? Or is that why you treat me so cheaply? You just aren't satisfied until you humiliate anyone who shows you the slightest interest in you. God, I hate you, Marvin.
Well, I was really depressed now with Marvin acting the way he does. And Phil catching flack from the Smokies in my hall still without an acceptable rug. Somehow or another, though, the party was a success. I was Judy Garland, and Phil was the Wicked Witch of the West. But after it was over and we said our last goodbyes, I went back on the Citizens Band to give it another try.
CQ, CQ, this is Excitable Bobby calling. I really didn't mean it, Marvin. I really don't hate you. Please respond. Even if it's just a Roger, please. Please, Marvin. It's tearing me apart.
This is Colorado Daddy. What the hell are you talking about, Fruit Bar?
Oh, God, I hate this life.